Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Naubin Pradhan with Evening News and these are the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says his government has taken a slew of measures for welfare of poor people. Rajya Sabha resumes discussion on motion of thanks to President's address. Chief Minister Nipi Rio holds review meetings with various departments to strengthen and improve programs. And on World Cancer Day, Nagaland Institute of Medical Sciences and Research highlights worrying trends in high incidence of cancer cases in the state. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that his government has taken a slew of measures for the welfare of poor people, which resulted in the upliftment of 25 crore people from poverty. He said it has been possible only because of his government's commitment, dedication and hard work. He said the government is working for development while adhering to fiscal prudence. The Prime Minister was replying to a discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address to the Joint Houses of Parliament in the Lok Sabha today. Highlighting the initiatives taken by the government, the Prime Minister said 4 crore houses have been provided to the poor people and 12 crore toilets have been built across the country, which has eased the lives of crores of people, especially women. The Lok Sabha today resumed a discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address to the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament. Participating in the discussion, Samajwadi Party MP Akhilesh Yadav said that the country with its vast potential and resources has not been able to exploit its true manufacturing potential under the current regime. All India Trinamool Congress leader and MP Saugata Roy said that the country is lagging behind several countries in terms of manufacturing and there was a need to take stringent measures to overcome this deficiency. In the Rajya Sabha, participating in the discussion, senior leader of BJP Bansilal Gurjar said that India is encouragingly moving forward on the path of development and prosperity under the Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led government. Earlier, the Deputy Chairman Harivansh rejected the adjournment motion moved by some opposition members in the House demanding discussion on the Mahakumbh incident.
Proceedings are going on smoothly in the both houses. In Lok Sabha, the proceedings began with a question hour wherein Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, replied to many queries regarding how government is taking several measures for the welfare of the farmers and increasing their income day by day. And in the Rajya Sabha, proceedings were also going on smoothly. It started with the 0 hour first, and then during the question hour, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and Health Minister Sri J.P. Nadda actually talked about several issues that were concerning, that questions that came up concerning their ministries. And later on, both the houses took up the discussion on the motion of thanks on President's address.
Chief Minister Nipi Rio held review meetings with various departments today. In a meeting held with Department of Law and headed by its advisor T.N. Manan, he said the meeting discussed strengthening of district courts, improving infrastructure and effective justice delivery system. The Chief Minister also stressed on the need to balance customary and judicial courts in the best interest of the Naga society. He also met the Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Service Department along with its advisor Kajito Kinime. The meeting emphasized on scientific approaches and best practices to boost sustainable livestock production. The Chief Minister also directed the department to support entrepreneurs by devising schemes and handhold them with professional guidance. Director-cum-Dean of NIMSR, Professor Dr. Soumya Chakraborty, has cited the importance of empathy in healthcare, particularly for cancer treatment. Speaking during the World Cancer Day organized by Nagaland Institute of Medical Sciences and Research, Kohima, she said empathy is essential to provide holistic and compassionate care to cancer patients who endure immense physical and emotional challenges. Medical Superintendent NIMSR Dr. Vinod Chole Khamo highlighted that currently Nagaland ranks 11th in all cancer sites in India for males. Dr. Khamo said Nagaland is leading state for nasopharyngeal carcinoma incidence in the country for both males and females. Among the males, nasopharyngeal carcinoma, stomach, oesophagus and hypopharynx cancer are the highest, while cervix, breast and stomach are highest in females. Senior resident in Department of Community Medicine Dr. Susan Naro explained that majority of cancers could be avoided with proper lifestyle modifications. You are listening to the news from Akashvani Kohima. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Union Budget 2025 presented by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on 1st February. talking to Akashvani News, people in Nagaland have expressed optimism as the latest budget is set to have significant impact on various sectors. For Maroni Lotha, student of tourism, the focus on tourism sector is welcoming, especially to open opportunities for the people of Nagaland.
I am Maroni Lotha and I study tourism. This year budget focuses on tourism for job growth, offering muda loans for homestays and developing top tourist spots with states. So with Nagaland's rich culture and natural beauty, these steps could help boost local tourism and the economy.
Another young woman, Khodeno, expresses hope that with increased funding, healthcare and education sector in the state will certainly improve.
My name is Khodeno, and one thing I like about this year's union budget is it emphasizes on increased funding for healthcare infrastructure and educational initiatives and Nagaland's challenges in healthcare. And poor education is known by all, so I believe the emphasis will prove beneficial for Nagaland as well.
Regional News Unit Akashvani Kohima presented a special live discussion on the Union Budget 2025-26 with focus on the state, Nagaland, this evening. Expert panelists featured senior journalist and associate editor, the Morung Express, Dr. Moa Jamir, and assistant professor economics, Kohima College, Dr. Ivothong Izung. The discussion opened with initial impression on the budget 2025 that was announced by the finance minister, Nirmala Sitharaman, on 1st February in the parliament. The panel shared how the budget so far looks positive and promising, directly benefiting low and middle income taxpayers and key sectors like agriculture, MSMEs, investment, exports, among others. Listeners can listen also to this insightful live discussion on our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Principal Chief Conservator of Forests and Chief Wildlife Warden Nagaland, Vedpal Singh, has emphasized on the need to raise awareness for wetlands as they are the fastest to disappear, primarily due to human activities. He was speaking at World Wetlands Day, observed at Lanchuchu area located near Nepco Tourist Viewpoint and Doyang Reservoir, under the theme Protecting Wetlands for a Common Future. Mr. Singh said the day is observed to preserve these vital ecosystems and to encourage individuals to contribute to their conservation. He also urged people to take a resolution not to buy mineral water or, if used, to dispose them properly. Mr. Singh stressed the importance of responsible disposal of toxic wastes, particularly inverter batteries, which contains hazardous material. A program on legal provisions related to Child Labour Act and Consumer Protection Act was organized by Legal Aids Committee of Baptist College, Kohima today. Member Secretary, Nagaland State Legal Services Authority, Nico Akame, emphasized that equality is a core principle of consumer rights and said that Consumer Protection Act of 1986 is a vital welfare legislation designed to safeguard consumers' rights. Mr. Akame explained that nature of complaints under the Act include unfair trade practices, deficiencies in services and defective goods. He encouraged students to be vigilant consumers and explained how complaints can be lodged with District Consumer Forum. Panel lawyer Kohima DLSA Vimeno Kotsu provided a detailed overview of Child Labour Act 1986. Ms. Kotsu pointed out that stringent penalties are imposed on those who exploit children, reinforcing the importance of protecting vulnerable children from exploitation. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says his government has taken a slew of measures for welfare of poor people. Rajya Sabha resumes discussion on motion of thanks to President's address. Chief Minister Nipi Rio holds review meeting with various departments to strengthen and improve programs, and on World Cancer Day, Nagaland Institute of Medical Sciences and Research highlights worrying trends in high incidence of cancer cases in the state. And that's all the news we have for you for this evening. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.